Welcome. Today we're exploring Julie Neuwe's Fragmented Flute Suite. It's this neoclassical new age piece.
That's right. And we actually have an email from Julie herself describing the music and, interestingly, the album art, too.
Yeah, which is great context. So our mission, I suppose, is to unpack her idea, this concept of the flute as a kind of thread connecting human history, even though societies were so fragmented.
Exactly. And it's grounded in this amazing fact. The flute is ancient, like 35,000 years old, found in totally separate cultures.
Wow. 35,000 years.
It's incredible. So Neuwe invites us, you know, to ponder the music from caveman to Egypt to modern day jazz. Quite the scope.
Definitely quite a journey. So let's maybe talk through the movements. The first one, she says, is sad but meditative, also a statement of hope.
Mm-hmm. And instrumentally, it's flute with cello and harpsichord. She mentions evoking the ghosts of the past.
That combination, cello and harpsichord, what does that do for the feeling, you think?
Well, the harpsichord has that sort of plucked, almost delicate sound, right? Against the cello's sustain. It feels poignant, maybe a bit fragile, echoing the past.
But with hope.
Yeah, the cello brings that warmth, that deeper resonance, it sort of underpins it, suggests hope isn't lost.
Okay. Then movement two shifts gears. Joyful with depth of spirit. A soft entrance into humans enjoying music.
A big contrast. Here the flute is apparently dancing with harp and cello.
Harp adds a different texture.
Totally. Much lighter. Maybe more ethereal than the harpsichord. But the cello is still there, providing that depth of spirit she talks about. It's not just surface-level joy.
Right, suggesting joy can still be profound. Then the third movement gets deeper again. Deep, rich beginning. Grounding, but stirring.
And this one reflects on the mystical use of the flute in human worship.
So how might the music capture mystical?
A deep, rich beginning could mean, you know, lower notes, maybe drones from the cello or synthesizer, creating this weighty, almost sacred atmosphere.
And the flute.
The flute then sort of weaves through that, like the human spirit maybe, reaching for something beyond, something stirring.
Interesting. Okay, fourth movement sounds really eclectic. Calming but energizing. She mentions specific fragments, Oriental, Native American, even modern jazz.
Yeah, and adds organ and xylophone to the mix.
That is a mix. Organ and xylophone, how do those fit?
The organ can feel grand, almost church-like or spiritual, while the xylophone adds this bright, percussive, maybe more worldly sound.
So you get that tension, calming and energizing.
Exactly. Blending those cultural scales or rhythms, maybe some jazz harmony. It showcases how versatile the flute is, how it fits into so many different human expressions of music.
Makes sense. And finally, the fifth movement, happy and safe, like skipping through a field of flowers.
Just like a lovely image. It's a joyful dance again, flute and cello echoing each other this time.
Echoing, like continuity.
Perhaps, yeah. And it's grounded by synthesizer, which feels modern. She connects it to humanity's ongoing adventures, a sense of resolution, but also continuation.
Okay, let's quickly touch on the album art. You mentioned she described it, black background, minimal white accents.
And this graphic, the fairy of the flute.
What does that visual say to you? Minimalist, but with this fairy.
The black and white feels timeless, maybe, like the ancient history we're talking about. The fairy adds that touch of magic, the ethereal quality of the flute, perhaps.
Mm. And she also mentions diagonal flute lines giving a rising energy feel.
Those lines give it that feeling of uplift.
The notes describe the music as really evocative. You can almost imagine a fairyland dancing.
Mm-hmm. And how each piece works on its own, but together they create this deeper feeling, aiming for peace, compassion.
And they call it achingly lovely and exquisitely profound. Music to soothe the soul.
That really captures it, I think. It taps into that basic human need for beauty, for connection, something that goes beyond borders.
And the composer, Julie Neuwe, her background is pretty amazing too, from Calgary, started music because she won a coloring contest, violin lessons.
Yeah, then degrees in violin, piano, but also microbiology.
And information science, alternative medicine, quite a mix.
It makes sense though, when you hear the music, that blend of science and art maybe. She developed this suite in the Bay Area while studying flute.
And now works with Music for Healing, Life Energies by Julie.
Her whole background probably feeds into that sense of interconnectedness you hear in the suite, a really unique perspective.
The words on the cover apparently encourage exploring that connection, seeking peace, compassion, integration through magic and mysticism.
It really ties it all together, doesn't it?
Mm.
The visual reinforces the music's journey, that rising energy, the search for connection across time. It suggests this isn't just music, it's and experience.
Right. So pulling it all together, the fragmented flute suite is really Niue's way of using music to trace this single instrument's voice across vastly different times and places.
Showing how it connects us despite all the fragmentation.
Yeah.
A unifying thread?
Yeah, a thread of sound through millennia.
It really makes you wonder, doesn't it, how something so seemingly simple, an instrument, carries such an immense diverse history.
Absolutely. It connects us to, you know, ancient ancestors, different cultures, in ways you wouldn't immediately think of.
And it leads to a bigger question for you listening. What other ordinary things in our lives might hold these incredibly deep, hidden connections across time and culture?
That's a great thought to leave things on. Definitely something to ponder. Thanks for diving into this with us.